You know, Frankie's just come in here since day one OTAs and just continued to work hard. You know, he showed flashes of it last year, actually, on the service team against our defense and worked hard there. And then he's just put himself in a good position. And he's a smart kid. He's put on some weight a little bit, some strength, and had a nice game the other night.
Obviously, even though it's just one game, everybody doesn't have to move up a chair for the first game.
And you never know what the roster is going to look like game one. I mean, we're still in the process of evaluating every player, and he definitely put himself in a position to do some good things and warrant some more play time.
How much is your offense going to change if Jamal Charles isn't in there? How much did it change against the Panthers?
You know what? It didn't change at all. We went into that game plan, just next guy had to step up, and Nile was that guy. And then we have the running back by committee right now. There's a lot of guys, vying for some spots, and it was good to see Nile get out there and Cyrus and those guys work and compete. And then, Sharkhandrick out there late in the game, and they all did a nice job. So next man has to step up.
Where is Cyrus Gray right now?
Cyrus is doing an outstanding job. He's another one of those kids that is a smart, intelligent football player. He works hard, doesn't say anything. You know, whether he gets one rep or 10, he's going to go about his business as a professional, and he's put himself in a nice spot.
Doug, what do you have to do to get your screen game going? I know you guys worked on it out here.
Yeah, it's something we've worked on, OTAs and even into training camp. And it's just fundamentals. It's just a matter of understanding where the ball is being complete, getting vertical, drifting one way or the other, whether it's the back or the offensive line. And there's some timing involved with screens, and there's a little bit of deception. So we've got to continue to work that area and get better, because the screens are a big part of what we do.
As the back, there's kind of an art to that, right? I mean, does Nile need to kind of get that down a little bit?
Well, there is some timing that goes on with different screens that we do, and yes, the backs have a big part of that, along with the quarterback. So, we've got to just mesh that up with the offensive line and based on what they see or presented to them defensively.
Is Nile had the little bobble but brought it in and caught it? I mean, how far has he come in that ball security area that was such a problem last year?
Yeah, he's come a long way. He's made it a conscious effort to protect the football, and he understands that. He's a professional, and he continues to work on that in practice. And we ask the defensive guys when they can to, go after the football and try to knock it loose. So he's conscious of it. He's done a great job so far, and hopefully he keeps that going.
What about Eric Fisher? Is he where you guys want him to be right now?
Eric Fisher's done a great job. He's battling through it, and it's that part of camp now where everybody's a little bit tired and fatigued, but he's fighting through it. He's in a good spot. Still has to work on his fundamentals and details just like everybody else, but he's in a good position right now.
What do you attribute some of his preseason game struggles to?
Well, I think, one, he's getting used to the left side, over there, and then just coming back and battling, back from that injury he had, and just focusing in and just understanding what he needs to do to get better as a professional, and just continue to detail his work. Coach Heck does a great job with him, individually and then in our team setting. So he's going to continue to work hard. We have all the confidence in the world in him and look forward to the season.
Where's he health-wise right now?
You know what? He's good. He's good. I mean, he's in a good spot health-wise, and everything is positive, with him. And again, he's just got to focus on the fundamentals and details of playing that left side.
Just about every one of your offensive linemen either had a penalty or beat for a sack. Or, the average age of these guys is like 23 point something. Just how do you compensate for the inexperience when the bullets are real?
Well, we don't make any excuses for it, The emphasis comes with the huddle. The quarterback has to emphasize the snap count in the huddle, and it starts with him and the center. And guys just have to focus in detail. They get in the heat of the battle, and sometimes, they get a little fatigued in the game, but they still have to concentrate and understand, how we're snapping the ball, when we're snapping the ball, and we got to eliminate, those types of penalties, the holding penalties, and then obviously the sacks and turnovers.
Coach, you mentioned coaching staff has confidence in Eric Fisher. What do you do as a coaching staff to make sure that his confidence doesn't go down?
Oh, you just keep encouraging him, and you just keep putting him out there, and he keeps working hard, and you don't get down on any one player. We're positive with all the guys, and You know, and that's just something that, you know, as a coach, that's what's part of your job, you know, is not only teaching the offense or defense special teams, but, you know, keeping these guys going, you know, motivating them, keeping them in the game, keeping them involved, and, you know, saying, hey, you're the guy, and we're going with you, and keep his confidence level high.
All right.